Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So Alexis thinks that it is time that she moved in with her boyfriend. Only thing is, she hasn't really filled him in on that idea just yet. Wants our help texting him to say, you know what? Time for us to move in together. Good morning, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Okay, why is this such a difficult conversation with him that you would come to us for help to text him?
Well, we've been together for about a year and a half, and I've been staying with him, and he thinks I've been looking for a place, and I have, but I mean, I've been staying on the couch. I get along with his roommate, but I just can't afford to move in with anyone else, and everything's so high right now. Like, I can't find a roommate that I would click with, and I just really want to ask him, you know, is there a way I can just live with you? I get along great with you, obviously, and your roommate. I don't think I need to look for another place.
By staying on the couch, I'm assuming you mean like staying in his bed, right?
Well, we started out as friends, and first I was on the couch, and yeah, now I'm in his room.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense.
So do you think that he's going to give you a lot of pushback on this idea?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm just kind of nervous because I would assume he would just suggest it, but I mean, again, it's been a year and a half, but he is like really gung-ho about like, oh yeah, when you get a place, I'll help you, you know, get your stuff from your parents' house and we can set everything up. And I'm like, or we could just set it up here.
Abby, would you be comfortable asking to move in, or would the preference be, it's his place, I want him to ask me to move in?
I think it's more complicated because he has a roommate.
Yeah.
If he was just living by himself, I think it would be easier to have the first assumption of, well, of course, like, I should move in with you. But you also have somebody else that you have to take into consideration because it's not just his place. So for me, in this specific situation, I would feel like I would need to ask because it's not just like a given that we could just share the space together alone. Hmm.
I wouldn't want to ask. I wouldn't want to be asked by my significant other to move in.
I feel like it does say something that he has not offered.
Yes.
Understanding the circumstances that they're under.
Is there some wiggle room here for you to plant the idea not to move into his place, but you guys to get a place together alone?
Mm.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that would be even better.
But that would leave his roommate high and dry.
Yeah, I don't even mind living with his roommate. He's so wonderful. Like, we're great friends. You know, when Matt's my partner, when Matt is gone, like, you know, me and his roommate will go out and grab wings and, you know, watch the games and have a great time. So I don't even mind living with his roommate.
Why can't we frame this, or tell me if this is wrong, that this would be the baby step to you guys moving in by yourself? So you obviously don't want the roommate to be left high and dry. You get along with them. So rather than doing something abrupt, why can't this be the baby step? And then when the lease is up, you guys just go take off by yourself?
I think that's a great idea.
Since you've been crashing there, have you been contributing to like their bills and rent?
Yeah, I try, but they don't really let me. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll pay this, I'll pay that. And they're like, no, you don't technically live here. And I'm like, well, I can, you know, contribute when I live here.
That's the sign.
Do you think that they were blocking her? Because once she starts paying, then
she lives there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think about it like that.
No, it just sounds chivalrous
That's
to me. Like,
That's
don't even worry about it, babe.
Oh, I love that you think that. I think the total opposite. I feel like it's like, oh, the minute she starts paying, it's like she lives here and I don't want her to live here. Dudes and I don't want her to think she lives here.
Dudes aren't really calculated like that.
I wouldn't have thought that way at all.
I feel like this would be a totally different situation if she wasn't already crashing there, but he doesn't seem to have a problem with her being around. So I actually feel, I have a lot of hope for this conversation.
She doesn't think he has a problem with her being around. One person's take on a situation can be very different from the other person involved.
The roommate might have a problem, or the roommates. I've been in this situation before also, where I'm living with like five dudes. One of the guys all of a sudden has a girl that moves in but doesn't move in, but she's there all the time. Just annoying. Just, and we never bring it up to the dude, but we all have like these harboring ill feelings towards him and her, even though we like them both. Yeah. Just the fact that she's there all the time and he never said, hey, how do you guys feel about her being over here or whatever?
Stuber's roommate hated me.
I bet.
He did.
Were you that girl?
I ate his Fruit Loops and he got so mad at me. I mean, I saw this was in college. I saw this man years later randomly at a Pearl Jam concert in a completely different city. This was after we had graduated. He still brought out those freaking Fruit Loops.
Glad he got it out when he did.
Did you ever replace them?
Hell no.
You owe that man a box of Fruit Loops.
All right, Alexis, give us a couple of minutes here. When we come back, we will formulate some kind of game plan to text your boyfriend into the idea of you guys moving in together, either at his place now or separately, but we got to start the conversation. Bird Show texting tutor coming up next.
Get it? The Bird Show.